Amazingly, we live in a world today where it simply didn't happen until we prove it on Facebook. It cracks me up how people check in wherever they go. Why not just wear an ankle monitor? And while it's somewhat depressing to have those people in our lives who get more joy out of looking like they're having fun through social media uploads around life's every turn, rather than actually relishing the moment, the global immediacy and connectivity is nothing short of remarkable. That said, having tickets to an Olympic event, for many, is a once-in-a-lifetime experience. Everyone in that venue will have a camera, and you can bet everyone will have some sort of social media account bombarded with updates of their experience. Oh, but wait. In London, the Summer Games organizers want to make sure that doesn't happen. Here's how the conditions for ticket holders read. Images, video, and sound recordings of the games taken by a ticket holder cannot be used for any purpose other than for private and domestic purposes. And a ticket holder may not license, broadcast, or publish video and/or sound recordings, all of this pretty standard, but then it goes on, including on social networking websites and the internet more generally. In other words, take all the pictures you want, record video if you want, but you can't post that to your Facebook page. Oh yeah, that's enforceable. How out of touch with reality are these Olympic lawyers? Today, updating your social media status has become more routine than eating and bathing. And you're going to tell millions having a once-in-a-lifetime experience they can't tweak their close-up of Michael Phelps by the pool? Only if you block all cell phone reception. Hey, London, good luck. You may actually have more success convincing locals to brush twice a day.